Hello, this is Frankly Speaking, an informational exchange of problems and issues of relevance to people everywhere. Today's program addresses the subject of family abuse. I'm Addie Wilson for George Mason University. To elaborate on the subject, my panelists are Margaret Schrader, a social worker and volunteer coordinator at the Home for Destitute Women in Washington, D.C., and a former assistant coordinator of the House of Ruth Abused Women's Program. Wanda Hickman, a GMU graduate student in the Guidance and Counseling Program and counselor with the Victim Assistance Network of Fairfax County. And Ann Davis, a former abused woman and volunteer at the House of Ruth in Washington, D.C. How do we define abuse?
Well, I don't usually like to read over the radio, but I think it's very important to realize that family violence is a broad area, whereas spouse abuse is a more specific area within the broader family violence. But I would just like to read a little here, that domestic violence may include physical neglect and abuse, mental or emotional neglect and abuse, incest, sexual abuse, and rape of one family member of any age by another family member of any age. But, the House of Ruth primarily shelters women who are victims of spouse abuse. But I just wanted to say that there is a general family violence, but I think the spouse abuse is more prevalent. And to me, that can include physical and or mental brutality, a boyfriend or a husband or a living partner who monthly or weekly slaps, kicks, stabs, chokes, attempts rape, scalding with hot water, threatened use of a weapon, or punching.
And Margaret, what is the purpose of your organization, the Home for Destitute Women?
The purpose of the House of Ruth, and it is an umbrella organization, is really threefold. We have one program that is for homeless and destitute women, and that shelters up to 60 women in temporary food, shelter, and clothing. And then we have the program for abused women, which shelters victims of spouse abuse up to a month, and that can hold 6 women and, say, 10 children. And then the third program that is little known of the House of Ruth is a second stage housing, similar to a halfway house for women who have come from the homeless and destitute women's program and now have moved up to the second stage housing and are on their way to independent living.
And what were the circumstances at your home that led you to flee from your husband?
Well, we were married for 8 years, and the first 6 he never laid a hand on me. The last 2, there was probably 6 different occasions where he either threatened to kill me, took me out and shot a gun past my head, or just beat me. So the last time, I decided that I couldn't come any closer to dying than dying, so I packed a suitcase and left the state.
Does he know where you are now?
He knows now what county I live in, but he does not know where I live, or he does not know that I've ever contacted any family. I didn't contact anybody for over 1.5 years after I left.
Did you know about such homes as the House of Ruth?
No, I did not in the state that I came from, which is why I do volunteer work now, because in that situation, you definitely need somebody to talk to. I didn't have anybody to talk to, and my way to go was the rough way. And I feel that by getting out to these programs and letting people know, if they are in a situation like that, they're usually too scared to do anything about it. So these kinds of programs let people know that help is available and they do not have to live that way.
Wanda, what is the Victim Assistance Network?
The Victim Assistance Network was formed about 2 years ago as a result of a combination of programs. It was derived from the CEASE program, which was originally the spouse abuse program for Fairfax County, And they combined that due to lack of funding when they lost a grant with the sexual assault or rape crisis program for Fairfax County. And the resulting program is Victims Assistance Network. So we do two different things. We do spouse abuse counseling, and we also do sexual assault counseling. The majority of our clients, however, are spouse abuse clients. And we do two different kinds of things for those clients. We do counseling, and we also do advocacy for them through with the courts and through the legal services system and with Department of Social Services and those other kinds of agencies like that.
How widespread is family abuse?
Family abuse is very widespread, and I think that it's probably more common than most people realize. People are still into the thoughts that spouse abuse only occurs in the lower socioeconomic groups, that it definitely doesn't occur in their neighborhood, and those kinds of that kind of thinking is still going on a lot. However, we found that spouse abuse crosses all boundaries. The socioeconomic factor may be more prevalent in one particular section than another, but we've had clients who come from $50,000 a year annual incomes down to clients who need the services of the Department of Social Services, for example. So it does cross all boundaries.
And the House of Ruth for abused women gets many more calls than what we can handle. I would say for every one woman that we take in, we've probably had three or four calls of women that we've had to reject. And I don't know where they go because there are not that many shelters in the district for abused women. And in addition, we get abused women from Maryland, from Virginia, from other states as far away as Illinois or Oregon. And it's just amazing to me what a woman will go to, you know, how far she will go to get away from a bad situation where she has been abused. And HEW estimates on the national level say that there are 2 million women who are abused annually.
The problem of shelter is a big one because Victim Assistance Network is a Fairfax County-based organization, which means that in our shelter, which houses about 8 people is all, we are restricted completely to Fairfax County people. We turn away many, many people from our shelter. However, we do have some alternate means. The Department of Social Services has a combination shelter. The problem with that is they also have men in that shelter, so that's not always appropriate for our clients, but it is available. We also have some motels that we use on a very scarce basis, provided we have funds. So there's lots of ifs, but generally we can always find someone shelter if it's an emergency situation.
And just an example of how the House of Ruth has grown because of the acknowledgement of spouse abuse. The House of Ruth started as one house, and it grew so fast that now they have, 4 different facilities that house abused and homeless women, and that's in 4 years.
What are some of the circumstances that surround abuse, say, and in your situation? Was there a drinking problem or a drug problem, or is it the economic conditions, or just what causes abuse?
Well, in my situation, it was not alcoholism, which is a problem, or drug abuse. Mine was simply temper. And for 6 years, he never hit me. And once I feel that, this is my personal opinion, but I feel that once a man hits a woman, that he will go on hitting her. Mm-hmm. You can try again and again, but it's a barrier that's been broken. And once he's hit you, it might not be every week, it might only be, like in my situation, maybe once every 4 or 5 months. But once a man has hit a woman, he'll hit her again.
Mm-hmm. Well, why not leave on the first occurrence? Why do women stay around and until it continues so badly until they have to leave?
Okay, again, I'm speaking strictly from my situation. But the first time, I was so frightened and I was so surprised. I mean, here's a man that you had lived with for a number of years and thought you knew, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden he's somebody that you don't know. Mm-hmm. And for me, for 2 years, I was too scared to do anything. And I think any woman in the situation is also ashamed. It's not something that she's going to go out and tell her neighbors or whatever. She tries to hide the fact. And for me, until I came to the point where I was too scared not to do something, I stayed.
Unfortunately, our time is just about up. I would like to wrap it up with ways of combating family abuse, if there are solutions to family abuse.
Well, that's a very difficult question to answer because I think there are a lot of different reasons. One of them is that the husband may not feel very good about himself. He may have a poor self-image, and the only person he feels safe enough to let it out on is his wife, because no one else would take it. And I think especially in the black inner city, violence, unfortunately, is more of a way of life, and I think it shouldn't be the norm. But I hear stories over and over of very violent scenes that women become numb to, and I think we need to reevaluate economic situation in the country, the social pressures families are under, the cost of living. I think that all contributes to family violence.
Let me interrupt mm-hmm. here for a minute, because I think one of the biggest contributing factors is the fact that we train women in our mm-hmm. culture to accept mm-hmm. abuse.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. And I think that's a really important thing. Mm-hmm. I think we need to change the way that mm-hmm. we look at women, and you know, the old woman's place is in the home syndrome. Mm-hmm. Those kinds of things happen, and women are trained to preserve and value their marriage at all costs. There's financial dependence, mm-hmm. which is a real big factor mm-hmm. in why a lot of women stay. Mm-hmm. Many times you'll hear women stay because of the children. And my experience has been that's true up until a point.
Right.
And then when the children begin realizing what's going on, mm-hmm. the mother, the wife says, now it's time to leave mm-hmm. because I don't want to subject mm-hmm. the children to this anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's the point many times that mm-hmm. The women will mm-hmm. leave.
A woman may leave her home 4 or 5 times
right.
over a period of 3 to 13 years, but then I think you're right, there's a point of consciousness mm-hmm. where she says, wait a minute, I don't right. have to take this, and I'm not, and I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
But it's I think it's a moment when she's very clear,
right.
and there's no going back.
Do many women bring their children to, say, the house of Ruth?
Mm-hmm. Most of them do bring their children.
And you?
Yes, mm-hmm. that's true.
Yes.
I think that most women do take their children with them. Mm-hmm. Many times you'll see in a large family where there are maybe 5 to 8 children or something like that, mm-hmm. the older children may stay behind, but mm-hmm. the younger ones are usually mm-hmm. taken. So mm-hmm. We do see that, and the shelters do take the children too.
And it is hard on the kids. Mm-hmm. I would say that they don't understand what's going on or why their mommy's here or where's daddy and where are their toys, and they tend to act out more, and so it's a very hard time in their family life. They really bear a lot of the brunt of the situation.
You've been listening to Frankly Speaking, a public affairs program produced by George Mason University. Stephanie Colbert Hopkins, producer, Pat Ping, production coordinator. I'm Addie Wilson for the State University in Northern Virginia. Thank you for listening.